If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
So often we are caught up like Peter in looking for the wrong thing, the wrong person. Like so many spectators, we are stretching our necks to see some celebrity. Sometimes we even make Jesus into the greatest human do-gooder.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, it's your college or high school reunion. It's a big one. The 10th, 25th, or maybe the 50th. You call up someone you know from the old neighborhood or the college class and ask, are you coming? Is so-and-so coming? You're at one of those red carpet events, or maybe you're one who just has to watch it on TV. Who's going to be there? What celebrity are you going to see? Maybe you're a political junkie and you go to the Capitol or maybe the White House, and are you going to see someone important, a congressman, a senator, maybe one of the bigwigs, even the president or the first lady? Once when my wife and I took my mother-in-law to see the White House at Christmas, the people just in front of us actually rode the elevator with none other than the president's dog. Beat that with a bone. But all of us, to a certain extent, are enamored with celebrity and want to know, whether friend or celebrity, who's coming. Today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to hear about the ultimate celebrity event that the disciples experienced. But right now, let's listen to Damaris Carbaugh sing about the one who was more than a celebrity, at the name of Jesus.
Jesus, every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow at the mention of his name. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess he is Lord,
he is Lord,
he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow at the mention of his name. Jesus, every tongue shall confess he is Lord. Hallelujah, he is Lord. Oh, behold the Lamb of God who takes away our sin, giving himself a sacrifice. Listen, he came that we might live. Oh, Jesus, the name that is above all other names, highly exalted, he reigns on high evermore. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess he is Lord.
He is Lord.
Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. John Mark recounts one of the Apostle Peter's big events. He starts it off with Jesus speaking to all the disciples. He says, "And he said to them, 'Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.' And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, 'This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.' And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only." Who's coming was the question answered here emphatically for these three disciples. First of all, Moses came. Moses, whom the Lord himself had buried on Mount Nebo with no grave marker, no tomb, had been resurrected for this occasion. Here, he is not a ghost, not a disembodied spirit. And neither is the other one, Elijah, who likewise was taken into heaven, immediately transformed from an earthly to a heavenly body before Elisha. Moses, or someone very much like Moses, was expected by the Jews before the coming of the kingdom of God. In fact, in Deuteronomy 18:18, Moses himself reports what the Lord God says to him. He says, "I will raise up for them," speaking of the children of Israel, "a prophet like you, Moses, from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him." So the Jews and these disciples were waiting for him. And likewise, just as Jesus discusses with the three of them when they were coming down from the mountain, they were also expecting Elijah to come, because the prophet Malachi had said these words, repeating what the Lord had told him, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." And so this red carpet was full. But then one more thing began to happen. Jesus came. I mean, Jesus really came. Not just the Jesus who had been teaching them, preaching to them, healing the masses, but Jesus in all his heavenly glory came. Moses resurrected and in heavenly body. Elijah likewise were there. But they were talking with Jesus. However, the scriptures tell us that he was transfigured. The word in Greek is metamorphosized, changed before their eyes, body and clothes and all, into a bright, shining, whiter than white apparel. This was not Jesus as they had seen him up to now. He was different. So Mark tells us that Peter acts and speaks out of his terror, out of his fright, and says a very foolish thing. "Let's build 3 tents of meeting, one for each of you." Now you remember the tent of meeting was the early tabernacle of God, the precursor of the temple. So Peter is either elevating Moses and Elijah up to the Son of God level or bringing Jesus down. Either way, it's a mess. And so God the Father explicitly comes and says, "Listen, listen to my Son." Jesus had tried to prepare them 6 days before. They would see the kingdom of God with power, he said. And so Peter, James, and John were witnessing the power of the resurrection even before it would happen in Jesus. Even as they were coming down the mountain from witnessing this, Jesus was trying to tell them that he was going to be put to death like he had told them weeks before this, and then he would rise again. Who and what was coming? The power of the kingdom of God was coming through the coming of the resurrected Lord Jesus, the Messiah. My friend, so often we are caught up like Peter in looking for the wrong thing, the wrong person. Like so many spectators, we are stretching our necks to see some celebrity. Sometimes we even make Jesus into the greatest human do-gooder that ever lived just to follow him like some celebrity. But Jesus is Lord, the Son of God, and his Father, God the Father, steps in and says to us, stop trying to bring yourself up to his level, or Jesus down to yours. He is my Son, my beloved Son. Listen to him, obey him. So, how about you? Will you stop trying to follow a moral example and instead ask the Son of God into your life? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I understand that you came to die for my sins and you rose again so that if I ask, you will live in me. So please forgive me and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me at 877-306-HOME and let me send you some information on your new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.